Task 1.
The European Safety Agency has given the go-ahead for mobile phones to be used during flights. We asked what our listeners thought of this idea. Speaker A.
Allowing mobile phone conversations on board is likely to lead to some very difficult and confrontational situations. In a bygone age, when people acted with more decorum, the discreet use of phones on flights wouldn't have presented a problem. However, in these days of boorishness and utter contempt for others, the airlines should avoid providing this service. I'm sure they will be drawn into introducing it because the profit motive is irresistible. Another case of knowing the cost of everything and the value of nothing. But it doesn't make sense. In my opinion, the very idea of permitting the use of mobile phones will be enough to put a great number of passengers off flying altogether. Apart from the fact that it would be extremely antisocial, it might lead to antagonism between passengers. Surely this is the last thing airlines and their crew would wish for.
Speaker B. The idea that the mobile-free environment on planes is in jeopardy seems appalling to me. Long-haul flights in particular, which frequently straddle several time zones, could easily become a nightmare if phones aren't switched off. I sincerely hope airlines realise that not everyone feels the need to have their mobile phone turned on at all hours. Personally, I take considerable care to choose an airline that remains mobile-free, should others decide to allow using mobiles on board in the future. By the way, I find the best method of dealing with mobile junkies who can't bear to switch off their infernal machines in public places is to show them that you're totally engrossed in their conversation. Having an obvious audience hanging on your every word soon results in an embarrassed silence. Speaker C.
The prospect of passengers being permitted to use mobile phones on aircraft fills me with dread, surpassing even stealth taxes and troublesome infants. The ringing of a mobile phone and the subsequent boring, one-sided conversation that everyone in the vicinity is forced to hear would certainly dissuade me from using any airline permitting this intrusion into my private world. Perhaps a soundproofed area could be built into the aircraft for these people to receive or make calls. Or better still, could they be accommodated on one of the wings? I often wonder how mankind managed before the advent of the mobile phone. Somehow it did, so surely it can manage for several hours on board an aircraft.
Listen to the recording once again.
The European Safety Agency has given the go-ahead for mobile phones to be used during flights. We asked what our listeners thought of this idea. Speaker A.
Allowing mobile phone conversations on board is likely to lead to some very difficult and confrontational situations. In a bygone age, when people acted with more decorum, the discreet use of phones on flights wouldn't have presented a problem. However, in these days of boorishness and utter contempt for others, the airlines should avoid providing this service. I'm sure they will be drawn into introducing it because the profit motive is irresistible. Another case of knowing the cost of everything and the value of nothing. But it doesn't make sense. In my opinion, the very idea of permitting the use of mobile phones will be enough to put a great number of passengers off flying altogether. Apart from the fact that it would be extremely antisocial, it might lead to antagonism between passengers. Surely this is the last thing airlines and their crew would wish for.
Speaker B. The idea that the mobile-free environment on planes is in jeopardy seems appalling to me. Long-haul flights in particular, which frequently straddle several time zones, could easily become a nightmare if phones aren't switched off. I sincerely hope airlines realise that not everyone feels the need to have their mobile phone turned on at all hours. Personally, I take considerable care to choose an airline that remains mobile-free, should others decide to allow using mobiles on board in the future. By the way, I find the best method of dealing with mobile junkies who can't bear to switch off their infernal machines in public places is to show them that you're totally engrossed in their conversation. Having an obvious audience hanging on your every word soon results in an embarrassed silence. Speaker C.
The prospect of passengers being permitted to use mobile phones on aircraft fills me with dread, surpassing even stealth taxis and troublesome infants. The ringing of a mobile phone and the subsequent boring, one-sided conversation that everyone in the vicinity is forced to hear would certainly dissuade me from using any airline permitting this intrusion into my private world. Perhaps a soundproofed area could be built into the aircraft for these people to receive or make calls. Or, better still, could they be accommodated on one of the wings? I often wonder how mankind managed before the advent of the mobile phone. Somehow it did, so surely it can manage for several hours on board an aircraft.